Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
What's up, everybody? I kind of slipped up a little bit there, sitting up here watching this basketball game. Next thing I know, it was at 8 o'clock, man. Everybody doing today. We're going to see what's going to have to happen today, what's going to go down, what's going to go down, what's going to go down. I know it got kind of hot and juicy today on the morning show, but that's always. As always, but more likely what's gonna happen is the same thing that always happens.
Get started.
where y'all at, what y'all want, how we going to get it started. Who want to get it started tonight? Where y'all at? I see we got them on here tonight. Let's do something with this mic now. Come on, y'all. Let's go. 312-5187.
What's
going down?
Big Eddie and Company. Well,
what up,
Terry? Me and that radio kid then went on and then tied in our horn for the 17th of April. That's a nice thing.
What?
He come by to wrestle it today. Yeah, man. Me and the radio guy, man.
Oh, man.
Should be very interesting. Very interesting, man. Me and Mr. Raylo. No more talk now. Damn,
yeah,
like
he said he was
fight.
On his way out earlier. He said he was on his way out to
oh, yeah,
the restaurant, man.
Yeah, man. He had a few little wrinkles to iron out, but we are at about it. It's a beautiful day in Zumunda.
What up, Scary O? I ain't heard from your ass in a long time.
What up, Chuckle Up, man? This has been flying the chicken, trying to get things right and order and everything.
Trying to get it in.
Mr. Raylo, I had to twist his arm to be a man of his word. I had to get him to do the shit like you did. You know, like you a big boy. You know how you did? How you said, hey, Skin, come get this money and go out of that. And do how you wanted that. So
no, I ain't no big boy, man. I'm a little peon, man. I ain't no big boy. What's the race, update me on the race. I don't know what's happening. You know?
Head up on the, I run his, he on motor. I spray head up today.
With your Malibu?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. God damn. Yeah. Somebody thirsty than the motherfucker. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that freaking reeking on my little young gun Lenny should do me good justice. One of them. My man.
Oh,
I want to sit there and hold hands and sing Kumbaya on the sideline.
No,
I'm gonna try, hey, Chuck, I want to try to perpetrate like I'm Eddie Murphy. You remember in Trading Places at the end of the game? And he was saying, bet, have me here. I want to sit on the sideline and try and grab all the bets, you know.
Yeah, that's the best way to be, baby. Put your drive in there and have fun.
There they go, yeah. Don't let that freaking reeking on that motherfucking yum gun Lenny go on and have a ball with him. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It'd be real interesting.
Oh, shit. We got one from what's that, April 7th? What's that, April 17th?
April 17th. And if they don't have bracket rating or they don't let us do it, it rolls over to the next Sunday. You know, like the 3-5 might say, roll over.
That's a good thing, baby. That's a good thing. Roll that shit over, baby.
Yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen. Hey, check it up.
380, your mic is open.
The good thing about a race is
I'm on here,
believe that they can win.
I'm on here. Hey, Terrio.
Hey, Chuck. Yeah.
Terrio.
Hey.
We got a race on the 17th because ain't no bracket racing until May. Right. Ain't no bracket racing. Ain't no rolling over.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Who the one brought the rollover into effect? Now keep it real now. You the
keep
one I ain't know nothing about this shit. Hold it. Who
no, I just found out I looked at the schedule.
Effect?
Okay, I looked
wait,
at the schedule.
I didn't
there
ask
is
you
no
that.
Bracket racing.
I didn't
until
ask
late.
You that. Okay.
Right.
But once you was in the restaurant, you said, what if they don't I ain't know nothing about this, man. I abide by your rules. You said, what if they got a bracket race, and they don't let us race that Sunday. We're going to roll it over. Did you not bring the rollover into effect?
I said that, but I found out, I looked at the schedule.
Okay.
There is no bracket racing until May.
Well, you know what, Terrio? Look at the weather report.
Terrio, that's good shit, because that means he's ready to race.
There is no bracket racing until May.
That's good shit.
No problemo. No problemo, Mr. Rado. Hey man, did you eat good? That's what I want to know. Did you eat good?
I had four wings, man. I could have got four wings on the south side. Number four wings.
Hold on. You went all the way to motherfucking Oak Park or wherever the fuck it is, and all they gave you was four wings?
No. He's lying. He
I got a discount. I did good. I got a discount.
Hey,
at least I got a discount.
Hey, I gave him a discount, and he fed Army. I mean, he fed a few guys. So I'm just
saying. I'm going to tell you, though.
Yes, sir.
Sam told me, Sam said, hey, I might let him beat me. He'd give me some more of them wings.
Yeah.
He said the wings are good. He said he's good. He likes the wings. He likes the wings.
I am very much. Hey, didn't I tell you that I'm going to have y'all coming way out in Maywood and for some wings, man? That's all I'm worried about. Hell, I'm just trying to lock in the wing customer, man. Hell, man, I'm going to take enough wings that if I lose, hell, y'all done supported the wing shop. So I win. Hell. Hey,
you know, something else he said, too, he said, if we beat him, you think he'll give us wings free for the rest of the year?
Oh, God.
Hell
man.
No. Y'all be over there every damn night.
There they go. Hey, how about once you, not if, how about once I whoop y'all ass and y'all going to keep on shopping with me? That's all. I don't believe in it. Raylo, the best thing about what me and you are doing is two individuals believe they can win, but it can only be one winner.
Yes, sir.
You think you can win?
Yes, sir.
And I know I can win. So there's a difference between thinking and knowing. So by you thinking and I'm knowing, I got me a new rival. See, I've been looking for somebody to replace the baby. The baby here, he done drifted off
Went
into a whole new, that new zone. Now, guess what? You was the baby replacement. We started this shit. You trying to get your lip back. That's all. All these years, it took up to now, April 17th of 2022, for you to try to get your lip back. Must be a beautiful day in Zumunda, baby. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, sir.
Well, he ain't nothing like me. I raised somebody else on the 17th. I don't just got to raise one person on the 17th. I raised somebody else on the 17th.
Hey, you might want some get back on the 17th. So you might raise me twice on the 17th.
Oh, you know I like to go home back. I like to go back again. We can raise two times.
Well, it may be possible. We may be
man, fuck that. Let somebody else lock in on the 17th so I can see more than one race. Yeah.
There you go. Chuckle up. There you
Lord,
go.
How much?
It took these old coolers to try to bring it back to life, you know, to bring the trap back to life. So we gonna go out there and have some fun, man. That's all.
That's all right. He said 17th. I'll be there.
Yeah. I can watch that. 5 o'clock. Yes, there you go.
That's what I want to ask you.
Is that a Saturday or a Sunday?
It's a Sunday. Why are you up so late?
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Do you really want to know why? Because you let me. If you would have put a little force in the screws and said, nah, I'm going to do it early.
You know what? It don't bother me. See, it don't bother me.
Why you asking? Well,
I just asked you why it was way so late.
Why did you ask? If it don't bother you,
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
That question. Yes.
So, because I'd have liked to ran you about two. I might be to race somebody else about four.
Okay.
All right, I could have been in there with two.
Well, hold it.
Y'all race smart.
If you race smart, you can run somebody in between one, two, three, as long as you save me for life.
I sure do that.
Once the person go to a concert, once they go to a concert, they normally have two or three acts into the final.
I sure do that.
Or, you know, a prize fighter. They normally have one or two sparring matches. And then, like, it doesn't matter. Do you, Rayo?
I sure do that. You know I do that.
Well, so
I run somebody else before I run you.
Mr. Hey, Do you think I care? I guess I'm Mr. Raylo. Mr. Raylo.
I know one thing. You don't want to talk about that vet no more. You don't want to talk about that vet no more because I try to lock you in on that.
Why not?
Talk
I'm
about
trying to lock you in there with the vet.
What you want
to
do?
I'm trying to lock you in the vet.
What you want to do? Now, go and tell a lie. Go and tell a lie on the show.
I want to lock in your Camaro. I want to lock in your Camaro. We both want to drive him to the track.
You want me to drive it to the track?
I want you to drive your Camaro to the track.
Chuck, do I drive my Camaro to the track on the street?
Hey, I don't know what you do.
Come on, man.
Car.
Everybody
knows
who I am. And you too.
Hey,
What I look like driving it on the street?
Car, man. No. It's a street car, ain't it?
What I look like
it's
driving it? It's not a street car.
It's a pretty. Okay. What in? Hey.
Okay. Hey, Chuck. Hear what I told him.
Hey.
Hold it. Hear what I told him.
Hey.
But he don't want none of this. I got a Trans Am. I drive that to the track and run you. I got a Trans Am.
I don't want that. I want your.
Why you don't want it? It's
your,
a street car.
I want that Camaro. I'm going
but
to
do
drive.
What you said you was going to do. You was going
to
drive to the track and you was going
to
race me with
I'm
my Camaro.
Drive to the track. If you drive your Camaro to the track. If
I can't drive it to the track, man.
Okay, then.
It ain't never had a set of mufflers on it. It ain't never had street tires on it.
Okay.
It's a race car.
It's a race car.
Yes, it's a race car.
Okay, listen. Let's do it again. We're going to do it again then. But I'm going to drive it, this vet to the track, and I'm going to be doing 80 or 90. I'm going to be right beside your trailer. Let me pop it and you run on motor. And I'm going to lock in right now, sir.
If you drive a vet to the track, I'm going to let you blow it and I'm going to run your head up.
With your black
Camaro.
Today's mine.
You want to lock that in too?
Yes.
Yeah, what you want to lock in? Lock in 500 on 1500 or better.
Okay, then you know the ritual. You know the ritual.
Mm.
So on the 17th, you're going to follow my trailer to the track in a vet and race my Camaro head up 8 mile pro tree.
Yes.
Lock in 500. Yes. Anybody want to vouch for that?
The
get somebody on them.
Hell no. What did you do today? Wait, what did you do today? You know the ritual.
You want me to come?
You know how you did.
No, hold it. No, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to come to my garage and bring the money over here and lock it up with me.
Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Why do you want me to keep running over there? I already gave you the money. Come over here and give me the money.
Listen.
What?
Listen is a good verse. It's a good thing to listen.
If
you start buying the girl flowers and taking her out to dinner and everything to get the pussy, you got to keep buying me flowers and taking me to dinner to get the pussy.
Oh, God.
There you go. Come on over here and lock in 500.
Hold it. Do what you did today.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not going to give you everything you want.
Come to my house. I ain't got no restaurant. Come to my garage.
I want you
and bring me
500. Why would I do that?
I bet you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Did I start off doing that? You started off whining and dying to me. And now you want to resent? What up? That you saw me and you don't like what you see now?
Now I'm going to make you put your foot in your mouth. You open on Sunday?
Yes.
I'm coming over there Sunday and lock in 500 or 1500 better. You're going to drive a vet to the track and race my Camaro head up. I'm coming to your restaurant on Sunday.
Okay, thank you. Hey
you got it. I'll be over there Sunday.
That's the end of that. 11 to 4. I got to tell you the business hours. Business hours.
I don't need to know the business hours. I look on the internet.
Okay, hey.
Oh, God
I'm
damn.
Thank you, baby.
Where we meeting up at? Y'all talking about driving vets to the track. I'm going to drive my vet to the track, too. Where we meeting up at?
No, he going to drive a vet to the track. He's going to follow me in my trailer in a vet. And he going to spray it. He's going to run my Camaro.
Yes, I am.
Oh, Mr. Terrio.
Mr. Terrio, you got a street car, man? Yes. It's just a regular street car. Hey, that black and gold Camaro. The Camaro,
the black and orange one.
Black and gold.
The pretty one.
Well,
the pretty
one.
One.
The pretty
the black
one.
And orange one that's real pretty.
Okay. Okay, thank
that
you,
one.
Sir. Thank you.
This
thank
one that's real pretty like that note.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be waiting on your deposit. Hey, man, I appreciate you. There's been a rivalry. Okay, thank you. Thank you, baby. Hey,
give you the
I'm
double
waiting.
Bubble.
Hey, 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 I'm waiting. I'm waiting. You are a great investor, sir.
Hey,
thank you.
The only reason why I'm coming tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, I got basketball with my grandson tomorrow. That's
okay.
The only reason why I'm coming tomorrow all day.
Okay, well,
but
hey,
Sunday,
sir,
I'm coming to your restaurant and lock in again.
As long
I'm going to give you what you want again.
Follow the rules. As long
I'm going to give you what you want again.
Thank you.
What are these boys trying to rake?
Thank you.
Break
them ass out. As long as you follow the rules. Okay.
At least we know we will see some
reason. Thank you for following the rules, baby.
I'm a not your dumb ass.
Drop off that deposit. Hey, I'm not too a dumb. I got a good investor in my business. Keep on.
I ain't dying no wings either.
I ain't dying no wings from you either.
I ain't dying no wings.
Man.
So I ain't dying no more wings. Coming over there to lock you in.
I don't want no wings. Hey, okay, I got turkey tips and rib tips and other shit that you saw there.
I don't want no turkey
peach cobbler shit that y'all got.
I might buy some peach cobbler.
Hey,
that's it. All right?
Okay. Okay, well, okay, then no problem, sir. Thank you for investing in fucking slaves. Thank you. I need a solid investment. I'm going to tell y'all.
That
means
on the 17th. That means on the 17th. I'm gonna meet up with you on the 17th and on that Sunday morning, and you're gonna drive a bit and follow my trailer to the track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. And I only want that one step though. I just forgot that's my only step. Hello?
What's the only step?
Hello?
Huh? What's your only step?
The only step I want you to put your street tires on your Camaro.
Man, they don't fit, man.
How?
I don't put street tires on it. They won't even fit.
Oh, okay. Well, well, see, I got street tires on this top right here. I can't. Yeah, I just forgot. I got a Trans Am.
It got street tires on it.
I don't want your Trans Am.
Okay, well, you got my Camaro then. You got my Camaro.
Okay.
You got my Camaro. I'm not putting those.
You
see, you wiggling your way out of it. I don't put street tires on
that.
It's not a street car.
Whatever I'm doing is what I'm doing. I want it my way. You started.
Well, I'm not coming over there then.
No, you got to
date
me the way.
Because I'm not putting those street tires on.
The way I want to be dated.
I'm not putting those street tires. You didn't wiggle your way out of that one.
Listen, whatever I did, you got to date me the way I want to be dated, sir.
You didn't wiggle your way out of that one.
Okay.
I didn't buffalo you on the shore again.
What? You ain't buffalo me at all. You just giving me that my way. That's all.
You saw I wasn't coming to your restaurant. That's what you thought.
No, hey. You said
hey,
Raylo once you came to my restaurant. Hey, Raylo.
Yeah.
Raylo.
Hold on. Hey, Terrio.
Yeah.
Hold on, Terrio.
Okay.
Hey, Raylo.
Okay.
Hey, man, let's see you on Raylo. Yeah. Let me shoot at your ass. Let me get your ass to break, motherfucker. Let me shoot at you right on that. You got on the mo. What is you talking about? Hello? What is you talking about? You gonna tell you to shoot at you gonna run on the motor? Let me shoot at you right on the motor.
Block.
You got a small block? But I had a big block. You talk shit to me. I had a big block and I had a phone when you talk shit to me.
Dude, you got a small block.
So what is different now? You talk shit to me last. I got the same shit.
You got a big block, man.
I had the same shit. I had a big block. You talk to me last year. I had a big block in my boot, Raylo. You know that. So what's the difference?
And what you say, dude? What you say?
You got the break, motherfucker. Let me shoot at your ass, nigga. No, you got the break. Let me shoot at your ass, nigga. That's what I said. You got the break at the back. Let me shoot at your ass, nigga.
Nah, we ain't doing that. I'm running Terrio. I ain't running you right now. I ain't running you. I run you the other time. I'm not running you now.
All right, I'm not out there.
Man, I thought you said that you might lock in one or two races. I thought that you said you might lock in one or two races. There go another one for you to lock in, Mr. Raylo.
I'm not running no big blocks. With no spree on it. With no spree on it. And I ain't going to tell you to take it off either because I know you're weak without it.
You know I ain't going to take it off. You might get out of my list.
I know you ain't
going to
take it off.
Let me
leave that alone.
You probably got it on too, motherfucker.
You can search me all you want.
You might got it on.
I'll let you search it. I'll let you search it all you want.
I don't know.
We're going to run them on the motor. You're going to run me lock in. Then I know
ain't
you're going to run.
Anybody going to lock your race in? No 3 months from that season.
Well, Terrio did.
I ain't got nothing to
do.
Terrio
want to run.
Terrio
want to run. He ain't
I'm
just talking.
Terrio.
Well, okay. You three love.
I ain't got nothing to do with Terrio did.
And Sam, hey, we was over there.
Hey.
I'm going to tell you what Sam said,
you
too.
You don't like car race?
Hey.
Do you don't like
hey.
The Bobby Cole race, motor to motor?
I'm not coming to Bobby Cole race. I run you at Martin, Michigan motor. I'm not coming to Martin, Michigan. I'm not coming to Memphis. I'm not coming.
They say you're going to Memphis. They say
when you had a chance, when you had a chance
to
go to Memphis, you should have got me. You should have got me. Now I'm not running Zay in Memphis. If you're going to run me, you're going to run me at Martin, Michigan. Not going away to no damn Memphis.
What the hell? You think you're going to run
a good track? I see you in Memphis. I mean, Martin, Michigan. Maybe
you
driving those 6 hours
to
run nobody from here.
Huh?
Ain't no need to drive in those 6 to 7 hours to run somebody from here.
Okay, I like that either. What did they have to do a couple of days ago? I said the same thing. I had nothing about that.
I like the way smart when I do
this. Hey, Raylo, this ain't for you, Raylo. This is for White Castle. If you're on this motherfucker phone, nigga, whatever you're doing in your car, I don't give no motherfucker fuck. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth, nigga. I don't give a fuck who car you working on. I ain't got shit to do with me, nigga. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth, nigga. That's your motherfucking phone, nigga.
Damn.
Oh, you're on the motherfucking show, nigga. Says all them, they motherfucking mouth. What about the fuck I'm over here? Don't give a fuck. What y'all doing y'all motherfucking car, nigga? I don't get no fuck. I beat the fuck out of you. Let me get that shit ready, nigga.
Lord, how much?
Goddamn, look at Three Thugs. He on some shit tonight.
Meet you tell me what you said, motherfucker. Meet you tell me what you said, white guy. Don't get a motherfucking phone, nigga. You got something to tell me, motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
He got to tell you little show the shit about me. Call tell me, nigga. Me can call tell what you said, nigga.
Hey, Three Love, calm your ass down, man.
No, I don't like all this fake ass shit. Do you come to my shop, laugh my face, and do a register trying to bump a nigga like a month talking about it, what the fuck you doing in the top. You fucking doing this motherfucking car. Beat this motherfucking ass. And tell him I said it.
Damn, kid, it sounds like it's a bunch of spies running around in Chicago.
Yeah. Goddamn, World War III.
Goddamn.
Not a Tuscaloosa.
I'm going. I'm getting out the motherfucking. I said that to say. I'm getting out the radio show. Y'all have a nice day.
Oh, man.
All right,
what's up,
love?
What's up, Three Love? I must be missing a lot of shit going on. Hey, Eddie, what's the show about tonight?
What up, Chuck?
What up, baby? What's going on?
I missed a good one.
These niggas started. Hey, these niggas started fighting the first 10 minutes the show was on. Yeah, I missed a whole lot of shit going on this winter. Damn.
Hey, Chuck, like you getting caught up with
now.
I'm good with this.
You know, everybody got on masks, right? I came up to the counter and said, may I help you, sir? He didn't even know who I was. hey, Chuck, he was masked up. May I help you, sir?
Hey.
I said,
hey, he didn't
sure
give a fuck.
As
long as you're spending money in there,
he
don't give a fuck who you is.
Hey, finish telling the story. Once I saw it with you, how happy did I get? How happy did I go get? How happy did I get once I saw it with you? Now finish telling the story now.
You didn't get happy. You just had to be a man of your word. That's all that was. You didn't get happy.
No.
You just had to be a man of your word and get like knock up some money.
No. Why don't you tell the truth the way it's gonna go?
I just told you the truth.
Hold on, where Eddie at?
For a minute, I'm sorry if I cut in for a minute. Where Eddie at?
Oh shit! Damn you,
Big Eddie. What did Three Love just say? Who's calling him? Huh?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. Cause they throw me in some shit already.
Hey,
yeah. Hold on, man. Hey, Eddie, what did Three Love just say?
Who told him what White Castle said, man? Hey,
Leon, I don't walk around my motherfucking shop.
Who did he say? It wasn't you, Leon. It was somebody.
What did Three Love just say?
He said Nietzsche.
Thank you.
Nietzsche.
Tell him I didn't call it Three White Cowboy. I said some. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. Three Love said Nietzsche, not Leah.
Right.
Hey, fucking Leon.
You
guilty anyway.
No, hey, Chuck.
We don't blame it on your ass.
They didn't blame me. The man said Nietzsche 3 times.
The fuck it,
you got to fight the case.
Yeah.
Hey, Raylo. You tried to wiggle. I had to make you be a man of your word, sir.
No, you didn't, man. I drove all across town to lock you in. Drove to you.
In that,
and gave you
in
the
that,
money.
What is the first thing that you told me? What is the first thing that you told me? Keep it real. Hey, Shannon coming over here, and Shannon going to hold this, and Shannon going to hold that. Did you not say that?
Yeah.
And I said,
no.
That's not what
man,
you said.
And then what I say, fuck that. I said, fuck that.
No. I told you, I started singing Tony Braxton. I said, just be a man about it. I started singing the song, just be a man about it. I told you that you was a hush mush. I told you was a puppet on the street.
Hey, Terrio. Since you're a hooker, let me hear you sing the song.
Just be a man about it. You ain't got to lie to me. Just be a man about it.
Why you lie too? Let me ask you why you lie too.
Why you lie about what you wanted to do with my Camaro?
No, they won't.
Now you don't want to be
I do.
Why you lie about that?
I'm trying to fuck your Camaro up to put a street tire on it. I'm going to fuck you up.
Now it's going to put a street tire on it. Now it's going to put a street tire on it.
No. Since you giving me my way so much, hell, why not? You investing in me, sir.
I tried to give you your way, you backed out of that. I gave you your way, you backed out of that. You told me if I come over there and lock you in, I'm giving you your way. I gave you your way again, but you backed out of that.
Yeah, and I'm telling you to put a street tie on it.
Now what you going
to
want me to do?
Put the
slicks in the front? What you want me to do? Front runners in the back neck?
No.
What you going
to
want next?
No, they did put a street tie on it. Hello? Raylo, baby. Raylo.
Okay. I'm going to come over there Sunday. I'm going to put a drag radio on. Is that a street tie?
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it
is. You can grab it on the street.
The same kind I got on my truck. The same kind I got. No, I want a hardback.
That's a street tie. Drag radio. Got treads on it.
I don't want that can. I want one of them to put the can that the Trans Am got on it. To take the Trans Am tires out.
It got drag radios on it. It got drag radios on it.
I don't want that.
I know you don't want none of that.
I want a street tire, sir.
And I can drive that to the track.
Hey, I want your Camaro with a street tire. I thought that pretty car was a street car.
You had it. You found your way out of it. You thought you wanted it, but you found your way out of that.
No, I thought it was
a
street car.
And you started it. You started out running my Camaro with a vet. Now you don't want it no more. You don't want
it
no more.
I thought it was a street car.
My little bracket car. My little bracket car. My leather second bracket car. You don't want none of it.
I thought it was a street car, man. Damn.
No, it ain't no street car, man.
How do I know that it's pretty enough to be a street car? Hold it.
Is the Nova pretty enough to be a street car? Is the Nova pretty enough to be a street car?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think it is.
I don't.
I turn the headlights on, hit the brake lights, and turn on the signal light. And give you a cigarette cigarette lighter from the cigarette lighter. You want your square
driving
lamp?
Driving on the street, man.
Your cigarette
driving
lighter working at no one.
Driving on the streets, man. Damn.
You didn't know that, did you? You don't smoke, do you?
No, I thought that. No. I thought
you don't smoke anything
because
I give you a light. Your cigarette lighter working at Nova, pal.
Everything working at Vet. Everything. Everything. Air conditioning.
You don't want it, though. You don't want
that. Back.
You don't want that. You found your way out of that one. You found your way out of that one.
That's all you got to do is just keep giving me what I want.
Not going to keep giving you what you want.
Oh, man, damn, man. I thought that you wanted to fuck me good, man. Damn. I'm going to let you get in one of these creatures then and let you think you're nuts.
Hey,
take your money.
I think when I came on the show, which it really don't make me no difference. Sound like you said, Lenny was driving. But then at the restaurant, you say you might get back in there.
I said, we're going to put all three names in the hat, and we're going to let you pull the name.
I'm not pulling nothing, because all three of y'all can get in there and drive.
Okay, then.
You can get in the back seat.
Well,
he can drive, and Lenny can get in the passenger
seat. Hold it. Well, why are you just now saying that? Just wait and see. I told you that who my guns are. I'm going to be on the sidelines. I'm going to be on the sidelines holding hands. And I'm going to let that freaking Rican, I'm going to let that freaking Rican or that young gun Lenny have a ball.
It don't make me no difference. You may not know I told you that.
Oh.
It don't make me no difference.
Well, you keep on saying that.
You can keep saying that when you say it don't make no difference. You can keep saying that. It really don't make me no difference.
I know.
You can pick somebody else and say they might drive it. I don't care.
You didn't get your ass in some shit, man. You can't get out.
I'm the only one driving that nose, so that's something you ain't got to ask me. I'm driving it.
Well, you didn't get your ass in some shit, and you can't get out of it, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Raylo. Damn, I thought you were going to come. I thought that you was going to come and lock in Sunday and support the restaurant like you did today. God damn.
You backed out of that. I don't blame you for getting out of that.
Why? That's all you got to do is just put on the street car on it. You can't drive it on the street.
Why you don't want none of the Trans Am? And you ain't never seen it. You never even seen
it. Nope.
It's new like you. It's the 99. It's kind of new. It's the 99 Trans Am.
I want that Camaro.
You can get it. You said it was so slow.
Give it to me the way I want it.
Ain't putting no street style on
everything
that.
Else
you
I
like
want.
It, man. Why don't you put some slicks on there? Put some slicks on. Okay. Put you some slicks on.
Hell
put
no.
you some slicks on.
For what?
Bite better. Put some
man,
slicks on.
For what? For what?
For what I'm going to put street tires on a car for and they won't even work?
Because it's a street car.
I'm not stupid. You know I ain't stupid.
The hell you ain't stupid. You stupid as that motherfucker. Trust me, you stupid as that motherfucker, man. Ah, you stupid, man. Damn, you're gonna make me choke. Thank you, Raylo. I love you. You love me. Me and Raylo gonna have some fun, you see, with a knit-knack paddywhack. Give me another G.
He's stupid as fuck, there we go.
To be truthfully speaking, I don't believe you're going to run.
Well,
I really don't.
Trust me. Trust me.
I don't believe you're going to run.
Well, we got 3 months to sign out.
Want me to tell you why? Because you like to talk stuff. You like to talk stuff. I don't believe you're going to run because you got a bag of shit. That's why. You got some junk.
I know I do. I know I do.
You got some pure D junk. That's what it is. I don't believe you're going to run. I don't even believe it. I don't really believe it. I've never seen it run. That's mainly why I'm running.
I know.
I've never seen it run.
I know.
See, I'd be a damn fool not to raise somebody that I ain't never seen do nothing.
I know. There you go.
Be a damn
why do you think
fool.
I want to run your Camaro? Why do you think I want to run your Camaro?
No, you've seen that run. That run all the time.
I ain't never seen that jump run, man. That's a pretty car. That's all. That car gorgeous.
I probably can tell you about how many runs I got on it since I built it. I probably about to get around about 400 runs on it.
Raylo.
And got the tickets to prove it.
You, well.
Tell
you
ain't
you
never seen
a
run. Probably got about 400 time tickets. And got them
well.
In my possession.
Yeah,
now, don't say you ain't never seen it run.
Boy, I hope y'all had an attitude when that weather breaks. That means you have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about for the talk show.
Well, you know I'm gonna have it. You should have just said you hope Terry'll have it. You know I'm gonna have it. This is what I do.
As soon as it gets 60 degrees, it'll get quiet around this bitch.
This is what I do.
Hold on, Eddie's gonna be quiet.
And make sure you put the grease on that. On that.
What up, Eddie?
Make sure you put some fresh grease in that fly, Eddie.
Oh,
I'm frying chicken
all
right now. I got a piece of dummy chocolate cake right here. I'm frying chicken with a lemon, piece of lemon cake, Leon. I got a dummy chocolate sitting here. I'm throwing my fries in there.
Oh, man.
These motherfuckers talking about food. Ain't delivering no shit to nobody.
I can't hear you, Leon. What'd you say?
I knew Chuck was going to say that.
Shit. Shit. We want the food too. They talking about food we can't eat. That's fucked up.
Hey, this food only goes to the races. So you might be a racer, Chuck. I might give you some.
No, I ain't in that class, so I got to sit on the sideline. I got to be like the rest of the Dion and shut
racing,
my mouth.
I got to
sit on the sideline and shut my mouth.
You got to race. Get over here, baby. You got to race, baby. You don't race, you can't eat. That race around me, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear nothing but racing. That's all I want to hear. Is you racing? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
What else happened,
Eddie? Hey. Well, Chuck, we ain't giving you no food, Chuck, but I know you got some ice cold ones over there.
Oh, I got a bunch of them motherfuckers. I'm sitting up here drinking them now.
Oh, shit.
Go get you one, Eddie. You close. Go get you one, Eddie.
No. I can't do the liquid stuff.
Hey, Eddie, if you go ahead and drink one of them cold and Chuck got, Chuck ain't gonna draw you, Eddie.
Hey, Leon, you trying
man,
to give
Chuck,
me a motherfucking
Chuck,
case.
Hey,
I couldn't,
Leon,
if something
no
happened
no
to that
problem,
motherfucker,
man.
I couldn't move his ass and throw him over the fence. Shit.
Don't talk about
nah, how
don't
you
talk
like
about
that?
Rando shit. Talk about your
how
own
how you
shit.
Like that?
How you like
I'm
that?
I'm going to put up the money and Rando will fuck
you
up.
Always trying to, you always trying to put somebody else on.
I'm just telling
up.
You. This is what I want to do. Now,
when,
you down?
When your motherfucking number
are
call,
you down?
Motherfucker, you get up there.
Are you down?
When your number call, you get up there.
Well, call me, motherfucker. I'm ready.
If me and Raylo gonna race, it ain't gonna have to have nothing to do with you.
Well, I just said it. Nah, I'll sponsor
yeah, I
that motherfucking race. Nah, get your ass
well,
down.
What would you do? What you do if it come about?
I'm telling you, we can lock that shit in right now. Now I put
already,
up $1,500 of my
already,
money.
We already got
I put up
$1,500.
I put up $1,500 of my money that Raylo will fuck you up.
And how we supposed to rate?
Head up, motherfucker.
How you fuck me up?
Head up on the 17th. Head up to 8 Mile, motherfucker. Oh, goddamn.
What kind of power?
Head up, Eddie. That means you do what you want to do, Eddie.
Raylo ain't got no. I didn't give a fuck. I just say head up against your car against Raylo.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say, Eddie. Shit, that's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, Skin. I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's what he's saying because I know damn well I ain't going to raise
that's
Raylo head up.
Motherfucker, that's
muscle.
What I'm saying.
I'm
you know Raylo ain't got shit. He ain't got shit to bring.
Shit.
You fix your car well, you can spray that bitch.
Sure.
I don't
did
care.
Nobody make sure what
hey, Shorty.
Shit.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah.
Chuck always get on here talking that bullshit. What did I tell you, man, my car got to do?
That's
I told you the car is ready, but
hey,
you got
three
you
got motherfucking months to
about,
fix it.
So.
Now, hold on, I'm going off the fucking deep end, and I say I'll put the whole fucking pot up against Raylo against your car on the 17th. Head up, motherfucking action. I don't give
man,
a fuck how you come.
I gotta
take shut
my
the fuck up, Ben.
I ain't gonna keep on telling your retarded ass.
I'm back.
Because
yeah,
I keep on trying to shut the fuck up.
You said you want to take Raylo come out and run Eddie come out.
Yes.
No, man.
Yes.
He talk about that no.
Yes. Yes.
Damn.
I said the Camaro. I ain't say shit about the Nova.
Man, you fucking, man, yeah, get Raylo to do that.
Oh, damn.
Hey, he gonna be there on the
17th. I'm gonna shake that motherfucker down for that.
He's so ill.
I'm gonna shake that motherfucker down for that.
All you got to do is lock in the night. And
ooh,
I'm sure Raylo would do the race.
Hey, look at him. He say lock
yeah,
in tonight.
Yeah.
He got to put an ultimatum on it. He got to put an ultimatum on it, lock in tonight.
That's what we talking about.
Ain't gonna be to go
he
gonna,
hey,
the first
he gonna
time
be out
he,
there
that
on
might
the
be
17.
The first time to go out on the 17th. Hey, that might be the first
that
time
ain't my problem, motherfucker. That ain't my problem.
No, ain't, but that don't mean, hey.
I'm
hey,
gambling on somebody
no
else's car.
Yeah.
I could do what I want. Nah, you want to try that?
I'm back. What I miss?
Yeah, we can try that.
Chuck, yeah, it's rough on
Raylo,
here. It's
Raylo,
rough on here.
Raylo, wait a minute. Raylo.
Uh-oh.
Tell Raylo open his mic.
Raylo.
Goddamn Chuck being very disrespectful to Big Eddie, man.
What up, Eddie?
Mm.
Raylo.
Mm.
Chuck, what up?
Check this out.
Well,
you're going to run Eddie's Red Mudbone on the 17th. All you got to do is run them head up. I'm going to pay the fucking pot. Are you down?
Damn. I'm racing Mudbone?
Yeah.
Man, I can't whoop Mudbone, man. Mudbone,
man,
you
know
that. That
I got
here,
the
man.
Pot. I got the money.
Are
you down?
Are
you down?
Hey, Leon, shut the fuck up. We on the show.
Man, your class.
You got to say it.
You're going
to run.
Man.
Man, fuck him. He ain't doing shit.
Damn, Chuck.
Come on,
how long you been holding that in, Chuck?
Chuck, very disrespectful. Chuck, you disrespectful, Chuck. You trying to bring
man,
your
yeah, Lord,
to
him
all you
good,
got to
God
do is run him. I got the pot.
Man,
I got the pot.
I know what he's trying to do.
All you got to do is say you're going to run your car.
You ain't nothing but a bracket racer anyway, motherfucker. Hell, that is in the pot. Stop putting up the pot, you scared motherfucker. There you go. You ain't nothing but a bracket race any goddamn way, Reno. The man talking about putting up the pot is just like you running in the brackets, motherfucker. So stop out. I can't whoop that guy. I told you ain't nothing but a hush,
motherfucker. Hey, I bet you I bracket raced my ass over the pumpkin place today, didn't I? I bracket raced my ass right on over the pumpkin place.
I had to twist your arm.
You ain't had to twist
Raylo,
nothing, man.
Why not? Raylo, the first thing that you come out saying the bullshit, Shannon on the way, we going to get a lock up to Shannon, and he going to hold it. I said, no. That ain't what you
and
said.
We,
I said
we,
that you a hush puppy. After
and
I talked
it right
about
in your
you,
mouth, but it was locked.
You, no, after I humiliated you in front of the customers and my workers and everything, you couldn't do nothing but lock it. And then you had to get the nod and the okay from the man to lock it up. I deserve everything, man.
Oh,
I like you being a motherfucking tough guy. You ain't
my
no tough guy, man.
That.
My
you first came in
that. Once you
I first came
in there,
myself,
I didn't know who
and
you
I
was.
Locked you in.
You had on a black man, and you said Shannon, and Shannon was coming to hold your money and my money. And I said, no. I'm not giving you this pussy like that.
That didn't help
so
you no kind of way by you holding
me.
That didn't help you no kind of way, Terrio.
Yes,
that
it
didn't
is,
help
and
you
are bothering me now.
You a
okay,
dummy.
What
did they help you do? What did they help you do? Get your ass whooped.
If you ain't figured it out
done.
Yet.
Damn.
If you ain't figured it out
hey,
yet.
You
it's your ass whooped. Okay.
Hey, Terrio. Terrio.
Yes.
Fucking
yes,
with my
yeah.
$1,500, man. Y'all
okay.
can talk
I'm
about
sorry.
That later.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Terrio.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey. Right. Hey. I'm trying to tell him he ain't nothing but a bracket racer. You going to put up your money.
I'm just saying,
Terrio.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get Raylo
okay.
to run Big Eddie.
And I'm trying to get him to run Big
yeah.
Eddie.
I'm
trying
him.
To get
me
I'm trying to get him to run.
You ain't going
I'm trying to get him
serious.
To run Big
Did
Eddie.
Him do it,
I'm trying to tell him he
him
ain't nothing but a bracket racer at like the $1,500
you let him do it, though,
Terrio. Okay. Okay, Dad.
Damn.
It ain't going to get done
okay,
with
Dad.
You. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
it ain't going
to
get done with you.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, Dad.
I go back on mute.
Damn. Raylo.
Chuck trying to make Eddie go off. Eddie gonna fuck
all
around like
you got to do
in.
Is say you gonna run your car.
What you about the Nova? Just run it down the track.
Don't
worry about who beside you.
Your car against the Big Eddie car.
Don't worry about who beside you. Just go on down now.
Hey, Raylo. I want to let
you
know. You
good? No,
right.
Eddie. Just shut the fuck up,
this.
Eddie. Just
I'm
shut
just
the fuck up,
know.
Eddie.
You
all you got to do is say you're going to run your
tell
car,
tell a man
right
what
now.
It is. Hey, Chuck, if he do it, it's locked.
All he got to do is say, yeah.
Wait a minute, hold it. Ooh. Yeah. Eddie, I don't have no favor. Just, I don't need nobody to bet on me, Big Eddie. You Mudbone ready?
Raylo,
yeah.
You ain't got nothing to do with
it.
As long as you ready. As long as
you
ready. Raylo, fuck Big Eddie. He ain't got nothing to do with that. All you got to do is say you're going to run his ass on the 17th with your car.
All you got to do, lay low.
Ken, what
right
is
down there,
lay
low.
What is you talking about?
Nothing. You ain't that nothing. You run your back and race all the time. Just run it down like you're back and racing, lay low. Nobody say you need nobody to bet with you, all that type of shit.
I'm going to cover the pot.
The Camaro.
All you got to do is say you'll run them.
The Camaro. Yeah. All you do is got to drive it down the track, Raylo.
Running Mudbone.
Yeah. Fuck Mudbone.
What you got to do with the race, Raylo? Just drive your car down the track.
I ain't saying I'm having
it. Your record or something.
It ain't due to be there on the 17th.
Okay. No, I understand that. That's what he's asking you. Is he gonna bring it? You ain't gonna bring it.
No, I ain't bring that. If Terry was gonna race me with this vet he told me about the other night and today, I'll bring it. But ain't no need me bringing that. That ain't coming.
Right. That's all he was asking you, right?
Your son told me I was gonna drive my Camaro to the track and race his vet. Your son ain't getting this thing.
Damn. Eddie, you a lucky motherfucker, Eddie.
No, he ain't coming.
Oh, you's a lucky motherfucker, and you still ain't out of the rain.
All he had to do
was
say, yeah.
You still ain't out of the rain. Like I told you, as soon as we get these motherfuckers going down the track, you got it coming, motherfucker. You ain't got to call nobody else's name.
Man,
it's
I'll
your
be dead
time
y'all
anything,
pick them motherfuckers.
Anything in your camp. Anything
what?
In your camp.
What? we just stop racing time. Y'all fix y'all shit. God damn, Raylo, we had
hey, just don't come around
me.
The shop.
All you had to say, yeah.
I think
we
fuck.
All get along.
Just don't come
hey,
around
hey,
the shop.
Hey, Terrio.
Yes.
Where that motherfucker carry on at?
Yes, what's that, check it out.
You still
yes.
got that regular ass magic boot?
That what?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You still got that the
yes.
blue nasty or whatever the fuck it's
yes.
called?
Yes.
Is it back together?
Yes.
Can you bring that bitch out on the 17th?
That's what I'm running Raylo with. So, yes.
It
would be
running Raylo. You got to
know. Fuck Eddie. I'm going off. I'll take Terrio's slow ass Malibu and run your head up.
Damn.
You ain't going to take shit
I don't give a fuck
shit,
who
man.
Drive it. Just head
you
up
ain't
race today, mile.
Hey, Terrio
shut
already
the fuck
fucked
up,
you Terrio.
Up.
If goddamn it, if his car
up.
Wouldn't have rolled up, he would have had your ass strung out. I ain't talking
yeah,
about right. talking to you about Terrio. Me and Terrio
yeah,
right. talking
I'm trying
myself.
To get you a motherfucking race,
me and
Chuck.
Me and Terrio. Nah, you don't have to give me nothing. You just get ready. That's all you do.
I'm ready, motherfucker.
You just be ready.
I could be there.
Okay.
Hey, I could be there on the 17th, too. Nah.
Hey,
what the fuck
you
do
can
you
tell he's
do?
A coward because he know what we got to do. So he do all that calling out while we ain't ready.
Hey.
He do all
I, haven't called,
this.
I haven't
we
called. I haven't called out nobody with my car. I'm trying. I'm racing everybody else's car right now. I'm gonna do like everybody else. I'm racing everybody else's car.
Yeah,
I hear you. Good, bro. Yeah.
You telling him them cars not ready, and that black car is ready. So you tell him the goddamn lie. You can lock Chuck in on the
shit
with that black car.
All right, well,
oh,
he's talking about the 17, man.
Hey,
he's talking about the 17.
Hey, Leroy. Leroy.
I said
that motherfucking red car. I'm gonna run his ass with a street car.
No, you don't get to choose, man. You don't get to choose,
motherfucker. You should have jumped all over.
You
that
don't get to choose. Lock in.
You should have jumped all over.
You don't get to
that
choose,
shit.
Man. Lock in with that black car, man.
Motherfucker, I could do what the fuck I wanna do.
No, you're not with us, you know.
The fuck with you? I do what the fuck I wanna
with
do,
your car, man. What? No, not with us. Uh-oh. You don't get to choose.
I'm
with
talking
us.
About your red
you
car.
You don't get to choose, man. You can't talk
I
about
to
shit that I don't
fuck
know
I want
to talk about. You can't choose.
I want to run your. I want to run your red
hey,
car
man.
With the street
hey,
car.
Man. Hey man. Hey man. Stop breaking up. Get your punk ass down.
It ain't got that green light on.
Hey, I don't give a fuck about you calling Leroy.
I ain't calling Leroy.
Or whatever. You scared of a motherfucker street cop. You scared of a street cop.
I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't going to be no movie.
Ray, no damn nigga got a daily drive and you wouldn't even run him.
You heard what Raylo said. I told you. If Raylo let you put him in there,
hey,
we
all Raylo had to do is say, yeah, I'm down.
And we'd have been locked like a motherfucker.
But he say he down. Shit, I'll still make that happen.
But really, I want your ass. I don't want to go through you to race nobody else but you.
Okay,
if Raylo,
well, how about this?
Shit like that, me and
how
Raylo been
this?
On each other a long time.
How about this? You keep saying that shit, but your car ain't never ready.
Hey, man.
We can race this.
Like I told you, Skin, though, I told him the same thing. My car is...
Don't keep trying to throw
Leroy's
car in.
Though,
I want
it
your
just
car.
Been down, it just ain't been down the track. You can't get my car. You can't get
the Big Eddie. Straighten the Big Eddie.
What's the fucking problem?
Yeah,
fix
man.
That bitch.
Yeah, what?
If you want to race, man, you going to get out when you come to me, man.
Because Chuck knew that you ain't been down the track. That's why Chuck talking that shit.
Ain't no better.
That's why
he talking that shit. Hey, Skin, stop that motherfucking lie. That bitch been in the track fast in the motherfucking reverse. Don't start that shit.
Come
on,
man. Well, let's go in reverse. Hey, well, let's go in reverse then.
I don't even have reverse in my car.
Straight, that shit
I don't
right
have
hand.
Reverse.
Okay. So race my way then.
Man, straight fuck your way. Get that bitch ready. Quit calling my motherfucking name, chump, till you ready.
Man,
I want
you
your
don't
want to
call my name. Ain't said nothing about
I
you.
I want your car. I want your motherfucking car.
Man, we'll make it right. Make it right.
Make it right. How the fuck I'm supposed to make it right?
Yeah, give me what you gave Terrio that time. What did he give you, Terrio?
He got motherfucker.
Okay, well, if you want my car, you got to make it right.
You got the same motherfucking car I got. Fuck
man, please, let's not talk
Terry
cars,
got little
motherfucker, because you know goddamn well.
Terrio had a little
nobody,
blow-up motor. You ain't
there
got
ain't nobody
that.
Nobody on this phone going to tell you no shit like they don't agree with you on that shit, man.
I don't give a fuck what they say.
Motherfucker you got.
They not spending my money. Only I'm spending my money.
I'm going to be spending that money you jump out there the wrong way, motherfucker.
I ain't. You got a head up motherfucking race. That's what you said. So don't be asking for shit. Not
with the black car. Get out.
Jump out
the wrong
I want to run
your
car.
Head,
I want to run your motherfucking car.
Well,
not
Leroy's car.
I want to run that red motherfucker.
Hey, a lot of people want a lot of shit they can't have.
Well. Well, I get most of the shit I want.
You just don't come around and start talking shit.
Boy, that motherfucker Chuck a coward. Y'all see that man, Chuck a fucking coward, man.
Hey, Eddie. Now you know coward is a fighting word to me.
Well, get to fight, motherfucker.
I'm going to run your car.
that is my
I'll
car.
Tell you what I'm going to do, Eddie. I'll tell you what I do.
What?
You got the fucking 1-1 on the 17th.
You can take that one and that other one and stick it up your ass.
Well, I'm giving you some, motherfucker. Giving you some.
Nah,
you
didn't give me shit. If you can't give me what I want, then goddammit, I ain't fucking around.
What the fuck do you want? You told me we gonna run the head up.
I will with the black car.
That ain't your car, motherfucker.
It is my car.
It ain't your car.
It is my car.
What do you want with that slow motherfucker?
Give me three and a break.
No.
Well, lock it.
Well, I mean, here's these fishermen, right? Why is it up to them to negotiate?
But I will get that bitch one and one.
I don't want that. I don't want none of that.
All right, man, keep going with the show. I know you didn't want to do shit.
Not nothing you want to do shit. This ain't Burger King, motherfucker. You ain't finna have it your way.
I'm gonna have it my way. No,
nah, you can't have it your way here, bro. You can't have it your way.
I got, goddamn it, want begging.
I ain't begging for shit with that black car.
We got a black one.
And you can get it. The fuck?
You damn sure can get it.
Uh oh. Well, we'll still take that too.
Oh, shit.
Get that bitch to Memphis and bring all the money you can.
Damn.
The fishermen say, hey, the strong quarter opens up on Tuesday. So we're going to be out there on the water doing our job.
Now, we definitely can make that shit happen right away.
Well, get that damn Joe Frazier on the phone so we can kill his ass.
Shut the fuck up, Leroy. I want this motherfucker to talk.
Right,
I just told you we sure can. I just told you we sure can.
Just name your fucking price.
Can't hear you over the TV.
Motherfucker, you can name the
your fucking price.
You name it.
Send a better.
You name it.
Send a better.
Right. Y'all gonna lock in with Leroy, man, so I can come to Memphis. I want to come down.
We can definitely make that shit happen.
You sure can.
You ain't saying nothing, motherfucker.
I'm going to hang with my uncle.
Two on ten, motherfucker.
No, ten or better.
Two on ten or better.
Is that two on ten?
No, ten or better. We're going to put all that shit up and try to make sure we ready. We're going to make sure we ready.
Are you trying to buy a race? Hey, Shorty, you trying to buy a race?
I ain't trying to buy a race.
I ain't got that kind of money. Yeah. We got to get it around.
Well, you know what?
I can't make that money.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
We're going to have to make
that. I'll tell you what, Eddie. Since you can't, you ain't got the authority. We'll just call Leroy tomorrow.
He right here on the phone right now.
I know he on the
phone right now.
I know he on the phone.
Peace, man. Don't try to get behind the.
I'm trying to
take.
I want your punk ass to block it up. I want your ass to block it up. I know what Leroy do. I want you to lock that money up.
I
want you to lock
kind of
it
money.
Up.
I ain't got that kind of money. But
shut the fuck up then.
I can't
get talk to the motherfucking boss.
So when you start going that high, I need help.
Well, don't talk about what you can't do then.
That's why I don't want to talk to the fucking Peon.
We got your motherfucking boss number.
We can call him whenever we want.
You just want to talk, huh?
I ain't never just want to talk, Eddie. He just want to talk.
Well, man on the phone right now, like you said, he just told you, man.
Hey, Eddie, we know how to call. We know how to call your boss.
Get your boss on the phone.
I am my own motherfucking boss.
Get your boss with the black
I want to run your car.
Get your boss on the phone.
I am my boss.
You ain't finna run my car the way you want to run. You the boss of your car.
You calling my motherfucking name.
No, I ain't saying nothing. Fuck your name. What the fuck I want to call your name for? Nigga, you just talk.
Hey, Steve, he ain't got shit to get on my ass with.
He ain't trying to do nothing. Hey, he just talking again.
Hey, motherfucker, Mudbone One been talking that shit for 3 years, and I still ain't seen it. So why should I go to number two without knocking off number one?
Because you always said you don't give a fuck what. You going to knock off everything in our camp. You said you knock everything off in their camp. Okay, well, do it. I still say that. Talk.
I want to knock off them motherfucking bottom feeders.
You is a bottom feeder, man.
Yeah, I'm going to feed off your ass if you step up.
Man, Chuck, ain't going to... Hey, look, man, you want to lock in or not, or we can leave this alone. Because you know how I got to go.
If you're not trying to race your own fucking car, then shut the fuck up.
Well, you talking about other people's cars. You ain't saying shit about racing yours.
Hold on.
You ought to take your own advice.
You the one.
You ought to take your own advice.
I ain't say nothing about nobody else's car. You brought Leroy car in.
No, that's my car. That ain't your motherfucking car. You want Raylo car, then you got to talk about Terrio, everything but his car.
I'm trying to get you fucked up with a street cop. And you said.
But the man already told you he ain't finna do that now. We talking about you.
But Terrio's stupid ass to do it.
Hey, man.
It don't matter. Hey, he ain't got the shit Eddie got. And I still say he'll fuck him up.
Hey, do you want to lock in with that motherfucker, with your car, with that black car?
Man, shut the fuck up, Eddie.
All right, well, I'm through talking. Move on with the show.
I want to race your motherfucking car.
We through talking, man.
I want to race that shit that's sitting at your house.
I thought I was going to Memphis, man. Y'all still fucking my plan.
Three in a break.
Come on, man.
Control.
Man, go on with the show, man, because I know your ass ain't going to do nothing.
Joe ain't. You ain't got a guess about that.
Good Lord, have mercy. I'm back.
Hey, Soap. He ain't got a guess about that. The way he want to race me, he right. I don't want none of that. I done told him that. I don't know why he can't understand it.
How the fuck you gonna tell me some shit and you keep calling me out? Want to fucking head
I
up race.
I keep trying to tell you, the race you talking about.
Now you don't want to head up race.
Ain't going to happen. I say I don't want none of that. Not with the red car. God damn.
Leave me the fuck alone.
No, because I still want you with that black motherfucker. So that's your choice.
I
want
to race.
That's the choice you got.
I
don't want none of that, Chuck. I don't want
none
of that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You keep doing the shit you doing, y'all will never race that motherfucker.
Y'all, we going to race it. It's going to be you.
Okay.
Everybody
good luck,
no
good,
out here, man.
Good luck with that shit.
Okay.
Oh, happy day.
Ooh, the happy day.
So is.
Got a car like that and hiding in the motherfucking background. Shit.
Damn.
I got a hat from a motherfucking gorilla like this shit.
What
you got?
You? They smile in your face.
Oh, sir. I don't want none of that.
That ain't like a good motherfucking race to me.
Sound like a good motherfucking race to me with that black car in your car. Head up.
I got news for you, Eddie. Check this out.
I ain't gonna
run Leroy.
Okay, well, that's your choice, Chuck. I can't make the race.
Nah, you wanna hear it? I'm not gonna run Leroy.
Okay, well, you ain't gotta hear me say nothing else about it.
But hold on. I will run Leroy if you run me first with your car.
I just told you your dumb ass, Chuck.
Okay, then.
Make
so
it right. I'm going to try
if,
you, man.
Okay, if
Make
you
right
don't run me with your car, I'm not running Leroy.
Well, how about this?
No, motherfucker,
Let me just pay you now, man, and then you can go on race Leroy car.
Okay, give me that fucking $5,000. I'll run.
All right, you got it coming. Wait on it.
Okay, bring
breath,
it over
man.
Here.
You're going to be...
Bring
gonna,
it over
you're
here.
You're going to be pinking in what the fuck you is.
Okay, bring it over here. I'll run him. Bring
I'm
me
ready,
that money.
I'm
I'll run his ass. See it.
All right.
Bring that shit over here tomorrow. I'll definitely
right.
lock his ass right back in. You like that?
Yeah, slow down. Right. Slow down on the bills, man. Put the bills. Slow down on the bills.
Hey, man, bills don't do shit to me.
It's it. Sound like they got you fucked up right now.
Hey, Eddie. How you little motherfucker call you out with a streetcar, man? You supposed to be fucking them
no,
up.
No, you did the shit. He called me out. You did.
Cause I was gonna
hey,
get
man,
you fucked up.
Why
with
you
Ray
always
said,
trying to?
Yeah.
Why you always trying to involve somebody else, man? Well, I don't understand.
Cause
I need some excitement in my life.
I want to see the local guys run each other, have some fucking fun.
Hey,
don't cost you a motherfucking dime.
Who else?
It wasn't going to cost you a dime.
It wasn't going to cost me a dime?
Yeah, well, it'll cost you a dime. It might have cost you $1,500
right.
in the end. You should have jumped all over that shit. You could have put your shit in drive.
Hey, man, I told you what it was. The man told you, man, go sit down somewhere. I'm
ain't
not going to sit
told
up there and draw on that man, and I think I got more than him.
Hey, see, it ain't nothing but a goddamn race.
Well, like I say, if you'd have went for it, then I'd have went for it for your money.
No, you wouldn't.
And I wouldn't have to go shake. I wouldn't have shook that motherfucker down
to
the day
death.
I raced your ass.
You were scared to
I
death. That man ain't
was.
Got
you
no knife with a small block with a little
you
bitty
heard
Camaro.
What I said,
scared
man.
The fuck
you
out
heard,
of him.
You heard what I said. You heard what I said.
Shit.
You just talking, man. You just want to hear yourself tonight.
Shit,
you
I
go back
no
and listen to the show and say,
no, sir.
I make myself sound
hey,
like
I,
a hero.
I tell you what.
You know what
I bet if he said, yeah, I bet you that DP man would have had that $1,500 tomorrow.
Well, he didn't say yeah.
Well, that was his loss, but I think he would have fucked you up.
Yeah, well, you got a chance to do it yourself.
With your car?
Yeah. Have it your way, Chuck. I keep telling you, no.
Hey, Eddie, it don't matter, dog. If they don't race up here, I go somewhere else. I'm used to it.
Same thing here, too.
It's all good. Continue with the show, bro.
But I can't.
Tell me some of the shit that was happening all week. You can't make me race.
You'll make your ass race. I'll catch your ass at the track.
It ain't a motherfucker on this earth that can make me do anything.
If we be at the motherfucking track together, motherfucker, you're going to have to race.
Well, that's the problem. Y'all ain't never at the fucking track. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see how long that was going to be.
Yeah, all right. Continue on, man, because I know your scary ass ain't going to do shit.
Okay. I'm glad you're the wizard.
I'm back. I'm back again. What happened?
Ain't nothing happening, man. Chuck talking shit.
Eddie
Chuck talking
you.
Shit.
Ain't no thing.
That motherfucker hit reverse like a motherfucker.
I ain't never hit reverse, motherfucker.
Oh.
You sure did.
I'm betting on my motherfucking car.
Anyway, who else out there want to say something? What's going down?
Get somebody else to lock in for the.
Going down.
Get somebody else to lock in for the 17th, so we can see two races. That's what's happening.
The 17th. What the fuck going on 17th?
And Raylo and Terry.
You talk about racing up here on the. Hey, it might still be snowing on the fucking ground on the 17th of April.
Man.
Up this way, kid.
That negativity shit. Damn.
Are they locked in?
They already locked. Yeah, they locked in.
Oh.
Yeah, they locked in earlier today. Raylo went up to Terrio Restaurant and locked in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
It ain't like you didn't know, Stokey. You need to quit that.
No,
you already knew.
I'm dead ass here. No, because look. I heard him arguing on the show. I came on the show, but I ended up walking out the truck, and I walked in somewhere. I heard him on the show arguing. When I came back to the truck, I picked the phone up, and you and Eddie were talking. So I didn't know. I thought they were still arguing about the lock-in earlier.
No, they locked, and they good to go.
Mm-hmm.
March, April.
Well, it's go time. I can't help.
Take that motherfucking race and go right to Bobby Cole race. Yeah.
Stokey, you still down in Florida, Stokey?
Go live.
When you plan on coming back?
When it's no leave.
Bring about $10 worth of that 80-degree weather on your way back.
Midnight. Nah, hey, kid, it ain't no
80
degrees down here. It's like
60
degrees.
It's cold in Florida.
Yeah, I see it's cold, goddamn it, down there in Bradenton.
Yeah.
I ain't too far from that, kid.
Okay. Yeah, you should stop on in there if you can.
Yeah, man, fuck the motherfucker that race.
Now, what the fuck is this? Let me know. Yeah, okay. We do have some of this shit. Go ahead, Eddie. Tell me what happened all week. What I missed, man.
Man, you ain't missed shit.
No. Okay.
We're in the corner. Get your local agent. Office starts.
Big money is good.
Oh, no. Oh, we got a hand up. Get you this here, boy. 79-59, your mic is open.
Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
What's going down?
Oh, man, 10 toes down. I got 10 toes and 8 fingers, my man. Man, all I want to say is we had a good legend show this morning. Me, Big Drag, Dwight, Uncle Raylo, and Mr. B. We had a good legend show. Days away,
man,
show.
Hey, Larry.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You involved in all this shit. When you gonna do something?
Oh!
Might see something in my category.
Then what's your category?
Anything that's a Ford, that's affiliated with a Ford Crown Vic.
Oh, God.
Get your ass down.
That's funny than a motherfucker laugh.
Get your ass up there. Come with the crown,
big goddamn Larry. God damn. That's funny than a motherfucker, though.
All steel fuel executives. Get your ass up there.
That's funny as hell.
You like that, Chuck?
Yeah, I like that ass, the dog. That's funny as hell.
All steel with the police bumper on it. With the police push bumper on it. Get your ass up there.
Hey, so Larry, you saying you going to stay in your place, huh?
I'm going to stay in my lane. I ain't going to get off into the next toll booth.
Hey,
Hey, Chuck, in other words, he's telling you to put a fair skate on, he's going to go to your ass. That's what he's trying to tell you. You put a fair skate on, he's going to go to your ass.
I bet I will, Chuck.
Hold on, I got you. Get your ass up to Glenwood tomorrow. Get your ass up there tomorrow. On Saturday night, dog, I got something to do tomorrow. Okay, all right, I'm going on mute then. I'm ready now.
Now you make one of them days in the week. I can get there. I can't do no shit on the weekend.
Okay, what about morning, Chuck? I call you in the back line.
Matthew, you the beat.
You said he's deep breath.
I'm gonna fuck your ass right up like
I get your ass up there, man. Never. You never gonna do that. Get your ass up there.
Yeah.
It's over.
Hey, Chuck.
Get the white line ass back on the line, Larry. Where the white at? Get the white line ass back on the line.
Oh, Lord.
No, don't get him on the line.
The white.
Get him on the line.
Hold on, one thing about the white, he gonna talk all night.
The white will talk to you to sleep.
We got Buckamania, Raylo. We got Buckamania, Raylo. What you want to try to do? Break a record with that? We can't. Camaro, Raylo. You buy our car, Raylo. I'm rich. I'm rich, Raylo. I'm rich.
And he told you, get your silly pom-pom ass off the phone.
So did you big ride drag now. Buckamania. You couldn't whoop Buckamania now, but hey, Chuck could. Chuck could whoop Buckamania.
Boy, little long downside.
We had a good show this morning. We had a good legend show this morning. Real good show.
I'll say. The boys a little on the dumb side.
Oh, Lord. Is that Mr. Lee? Is that Mr. Lee?
I'll say the boys a little on the dumb side. A little on the dumb side.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ark, I'm going to fuck Chuck up when he gets to Glenwood on Wednesday. He go on Wednesday. I know what David is doing. I'm going to creep up on him.
Wednesday morning, I can't. What about, ain't they got some shit going on at night?
Yeah, what day, Chuck? I got the schedule right in front of me. Come on.
Any day after 5 o'clock, y'all.
After 5 o'clock? Well, what about Thursday, Chuck? 7-11. Come on.
At the rink?
Oh, at Glenwood, Chuck. Rink closed. Rink gone.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, rink is closed. Yeah, we go to Glenwood, though.
You left the shop and went. I came home. I was going to come.
We go to Glenwood.
I can do that shit. That ain't nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, there you go.
Get his ass up there.
Get
his ass up there.
Hey, anybody with a Crown Vic that you got fuel injections with your ass up there?
Anybody with a Crown Vic with a push bump on it? With a push bump on it? Fuel injections.
Yeah, damn,
hey,
man,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, Unc, tell him you got a push bump on it.
Get it.
Yo.
Wake your ass up, man. Talk about something. God damn.
Y'all was talking, man.
Hey, you didn't lock him in.
Give you a radio or something.
I don't know what that is.
Hey, who got the TV on the radio?
Hey, I'm in the garage.
I came upstairs like half an hour later. They had knocked on the door for an
inspection. Somebody getting a car inspection? Somebody getting a car inspection for nitrous?
You passed. Y'all marking me down right now. Your house is clean. I don't even need to come in.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. Yeah. I said, okay, thank you.
Oh, we got a lock in now. We got a lock in. I say.
That ain't me, Eddie.
No, I have weed
smokers.
Oh.
I thought you stopped. That's Rob in the background. That's Rob. Hang him up, Stokes.
Rob.
Hey, Unc, you started the virus, Unc. You started the locking your virus. Matt, Three Lugs trying to lock you in.
Yeah, he got the virus now. He got that virus.
He got the vapors. Yeah, he got the virus. He trying to the 159th Street, the 59th Street virus.
Trying to get me to do something stupid. Trying to get me to raise this big nitrous guy head up. Man, get the fuck out of here. Give him the break. Yeah. Something he was saying.
Give him the break.
Me
what
the break. No, he said he's going to give me the break. You know, nitrous.
Oh. Tell him to take it off.
I won't talk to him. I don't even tell him that.
Yeah, he talks too fast. Three Lugs talks too fast. Hey, tell him to run that Firebird with Lil Tiny, though. You run the Firebird with Tiny. Yeah, got you got that black Firebird named Magpie. Get his ass up there with Flighty.
What is this car?
Little tiny. Okay. That Camaro. Yeah, the street car. Yeah, that car they ran on Doty with the Hill Boys.
Yeah. You stupid.
That dumbass donate ain't off the phone. We stay off the phone.
Hey, and hey, you forgot 290 blocked off because you tried to you locked him in. He ain't allowed to leave. He ain't allowed to leave. He's locked him in. He ain't allowed to leave.
You got him locked this sound in. He still won't talk stuff.
Yeah, he gonna tell three lug on you. He gonna tell three lug. And he beat us. He beat us a long time ago, Eddie. Eddie, he beat us. He beat the hood off our car. hood flew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat the hood off our car, man. You know, he won. He beat us.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to get some get back.
Yeah, Jesus Christ saved him that night. I ran over that night. I was out in front of him. I gave him a spot and ran over him.
Yeah. Roscoe said, hey, whoa. Hey, whoa. Yeah, I had nightmares, Eddie. When I went to school, I had nightmares that the hood flew off. And
damn.
Had a nitrous explosion, yeah. Blew the hood off in high gear.
Blew the hood in high gear. Yes, sir.
God, no.
In the front, and here comes Terry, will come around with a regular-ass Buick with a small block in it.
Small block.
Bob said it was a Buick with a small block Chevy in it. I don't remember exactly what Terry was driving.
Yeah, it had a small block Chevy in it. He had a Chevy in it.
That was so long ago, man. That was in the 80s, man.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
1988? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About 1988.
About 88, 89, somewhere around that.
I don't think it was 89. It might have been 89. 88 or
89. He's going to try to do a wheel stand with that wheat. That wheat. Hey, my best race man is you and Lindell Williams. When you and Lindell Williams got down, Lindell came in your lane. You got in his lane. May he rest
Lindell
in peace.
Rogers.
Lindell Rogers. Yep. He came in your lane, but the car, your car was broke. Anybody with a crown big with a front push bumper on it, get your ass up there. Get your ass up there. Gotta have a siren, gotta have a sirens and lights and everything. Get your ass up there. Gotta have the cup holders and everything, Eddie. Gotta have the cup holders in it. Get your ass up there.
Yeah, man.
Man, somebody get that Dwight on him, man. Y'all want a good laugh for the show? Man, somebody call Dwight real quick. You had a laugh at that.
Yeah, the way he had it going on.
Man, yeah, he ran that whole show. I promise you, Eddie, he ran that whole show. He cursed out me, Uncle Raylo, Mr.
Drag.
B. He cursed out Drag.
You talking about
the
night on Sam's show?
No, today. No, this morning.
Today?
I said we had another show.
Hey, Nephew, he turned around and called me back. He called me back around about 30 minutes ago, man. I had to hang up on that.
Oh,
man.
Lord.
That's been crazy, man.
Oh, Lord.
That man had me laughing so hard, man, that I couldn't even talk. He had me laughing so hard. Lying. Anytime you catch him in the light, he jumped, he changed the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard
he on
that
the floor.
Day. I ain't know y'all.
Yeah. We had our own show. Yeah,
yeah
we
ain't know y'all did it today.
Show.
Yeah.
No, what happened was, what happened? Drag called me. asked me a question. He called me, asked me a question. I called him and he called me back. So he said, wait, Larry, I'm going to call somebody. You want to laugh? I'm going to call Dwight. I'm going to call this lying joker Dwight. Then, you know, then Drag, you know, mess around. He called, I called Uncle Raylo. Then Drag called Mr. B. We had a whole show to ourselves.
Man.
And Dwight lied all the while.
Yeah, Dwight.
He lied all the while. And the line joker, he beat Drag. He beat with that Drag said you beat him twice out of 100. We asked for 18,000. He bought a suitcase. He bought a suitcase, 18,000 to the Grove in a suitcase.
And Drag won the race.
Drag won the race and took the suitcase from him. Took the suitcase from him.
He's telling the truth. He act like he don't remember it.
Right.
Hey, Reno. He said he came on 59th Street with the Cadillac. Hey, Eddie. As sure my name is, he came around with the Cadillac. We'd have broke his neck on 59th Street.
Yeah, ran him up and down.
I remember he used to be out there with the Cadillac, boy.
Wasn't doing nothing. Fighting in the
air. Yeah. I ain't never really seen none of his other car.
The only car he had that was doing something was Buckamania. Now, that ran pretty good. That car, they said, no, that ran good.
Okay.
It ran good.
That's
I found out the day 41 opened up April 2nd. They text me back.
Wow.
I asked them. They text me back and said April 2nd. That's when the track opened up on a Friday.
Okay.
Officially open April 2nd.
I hope the weather be good.
Just pause up. Yeah, just have to wait and see. Like you say, it could be snowing like crazy. It could be, but then again, it could be.
Yeah, yeah. And then all that rain and they.
Mm-hmm. I hope the 17th.
I'm hoping to be good, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, hoping to be good.
So I can knock Terrio's noodles back.
Oh, man. That Terrio crazy, man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Man, I wish I could have just locked him up and left out his stove, man. That man is a gas.
Yeah, man. Let me see this here slick.
How many of you out there really thank the Lord for being alive today? Listen. I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. Right here.
I've seen miracle after miracle performed in my life. You kept having mercy on me. I didn't even deserve to be alive. When I faced danger that I couldn't see, you kept your anger and kept around me. I want to take this time out and say thank you, oh, for keeping me alive. Come on, do it, testify.
Yes, sir, y'all. Living testimony. I am a living testimony. Here go one of Chicago's own, y'all.
Oh, baby. I mean, I know that you're here with me and everything, but since you just left a few hours ago, I've just been going crazy. And I done come to realize one thing.
Chicago's very own off the west side.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Who is
that? Name Slick.
Oh, okay. I can't remember that. Yeah, yeah. Slick. Okay. Chicago.
Yeah.
Song deep in the thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He got a few cuts out there. You got another one out there called Your Body. I need to play something the kid can't. Kid ain't gonna be able to tell me who this is if I play it, so I ain't gonna play it. No, he busted me upside my head last time.
Shit, I don't even know who that was, Eddie.
That was a young man named Slick. I got to play something for Uncle Larry, y'all. I got to play something for Uncle Larry. All right, Uncle Larry, here we go.
Come on, babe. To the dog. Do the pound dog.
to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I'm moving on the side and keep on.
Curtis Mayfield.
Who was he with when he sung that?
Impressions.
He was a group. There you go.
Yep.
There you go, baby boy.
The Impressions.
Hey, man. Yes, sir. Everybody know who these people is right here. I got to play this one right quick.
You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then that somewhere you'll see her again. Some enchanted dream, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across the crowded room, and night after night, as strange as sound of laughter will stay in your dream. Tell me who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Who give you reason why men never try? Oh,
All right, y'all. That devil for the steppers out there. All the steppers know that song.
Goddamn, when you want to become a
right
DJ,
now,
man.
I like some.
Hey,
boom.
Man. I got to just play one more. I got to play just one more, Preacher Boy. One more. I'll play this same song. It's been at the top of the... It's been at the top of the chart for the last decade and still number one today. Here we go, y'all.
I'm sitting on my train break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention, attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. All right. Now, what's going down, Preacher Boy?
Nothing much, man. I've just been listening and enjoying y'all. You little got on the phone and showed out. I like that.
Yeah, man.
It's been a good day. We got a lock-in today. It's a beautiful thing.
What you talking about, the lock-in when Terry
O'Neill? Yeah, Terry O'Neill
Raymo. Yeah. Well, now all we got to do now, y'all, is keep the blessing up and hope we make it that far.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like preaching more quiet today.
Hey, man, I didn't want to say nothing last night if you was on the show.
No, I didn't. I wasn't on the show last night.
Well, people make
heard,
shit you don't
heard
want to
about
say and be bothered with them people. Don't be want to be bothered with them people, man.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Been.
Double D must have slid back off of here, man. I heard Double D but one time tonight.
I don't think we're going to spend the night with each other tonight, y'all.
Nah, we're going to go ahead and shut it down. Yeah, that's why I had stopped playing a little bit of music, man.
I heard everybody, you know, getting kind of rowdy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That truck ain't gonna do nothing, man. He be woofing and shit, man. Ain't gonna do shit. He tried to get you to race his race. Man. Talk about giving me one and one. I might as well pay him now.
You know what you're capable of doing.
We got that black
not,
motherfucker.
Man. You know what? He said he's not going to run that black motherfucker now until he run you. The story has changed.
Yeah. Well, I told him what he had to do to run me. Yeah, I told him.
You
want
to
run me, baby boy.
Y'all didn't choke his ass up.
When?
Hit him in a headlock. Y'all didn't choke his ass out.
What we had him in a headlock? That man wasn't going to do shit.
When you kept saying y'all were going to race? Hey, man, but y'all know it's okay. It's just early in the season. When
oh, yeah, we
nobody
get it.
Play with you,
Oh, boy. So what's going to be the track of preference this year, man?
What you mean?
What's going to be the what?
Track of preference, the track everybody going to this year. Is it going to be the Grove? Is it going to be 41?
Oh,
what's going to happen?
Probably all of them.
Wherever their money want to take
yeah.
Wherever their little money take them, their hard desires.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they already talking about Martin, Michigan.
Yeah, how many people you think gonna go to Martin? Be for real. Listen, you got hood rats. These people don't leave their backyard, man.
Yeah.
You see Cordova, they sold Cordova.
They did?
Dominique sold Cordova.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dominique sold Cordova.
Is it going to remain a track or is it gone?
Yeah. A new owner, yeah. It's still a racetrack.
Well, I guess that's not necessarily a bad thing. Then it's still going to be open.
No, it's good. They're going to continue doing everything they've been doing. They're just going to try to do it better now. They said they're still going to have the NHI drag people coming. The track is still open to the public. They doing their thing, they said. I talked to Dominique earlier today.
Okay.
Asked him what happened. He said, man, it's over. So I asked him, was he buying another track? He said, he don't know what the future brings.
Yeah.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with having a pocket full of money and all the time to make a decision.
You want to know what's funny? It's a beautiful thing to have options like that. When you got enough money to have options like that.
Yes, sir. You ain't said nothing wrong, man.
Hey, when a nigga won't let you play, you go buy your own kitty land. Hey, that's a mean pocket.
That's right. I like Cordova. It's a nice little ride, but I like it. Plenty of room.
Yeah, man. Plenty of room. And the track will pull your body apart. I went out there, stepped on the track, and took my leg off.
Well, we went out there and took a couple cars, and we had a ball, man. Actually, the funny part was the people was asking for the drivers' autographs after they made a couple blasts. They asked them for their autographs. Like they was made them feel like celebrities up in there, man. People were real nice and they were coming around taking pictures. It was just two street cars we brought out there.
That's because they hadn't seen too many blacks like y'all coming their way.
Yeah. Well, they did have them boys from Peoria out there when we was there. That boy used to run that big, run that business. They still been powered.
Yeah,
that big guy was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
don't too many black be a Cordova.
Yeah, we did feel kind of new out there, the way them people was coming.
Yep.
But hey, have anybody posted their schedules yet? It's 41 for the schedule. I ain't been on their website, so I don't know if they done posted yet. Or Roe posted yet.
You heard what Raymond just said, they open April.
Okay.
All of them should be coming out in a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm. That one thing I miss about Papa Norm, if the weather was decent that first Sunday in March, that track was open. Get in, get out.
Yeah, but you got to understand, Papa Norm wasn't only a resident. He had a lot of poor men. They gave him all the respect in the world. But yeah. Shit, when Dennis fucked it up, and it went downhill since then.
They
fighting uphill now. They fighting an uphill battle trying to make 41 what they wanted to be. Because they trying to make up for everybody's mistake that burned them bridges.
Yeah, man. I remember going out there when they had the tractors digging the goddamn track. Watching that shit. If they build it, we will come. And that's what happened. When Norm Jr. bounced that first check for them outlaw superstockers, that's when shit started going down here.
When who did it? What?
Norm Jr. When you know, remember him and his, yeah. He got when Papa Norm died, he got that money and he bought them two yellow Corvettes, one from him and one for his girl. Then they got to doing their thing, and they lost their house. They lost one of the cars, and him and his wife or his girl, whoever they was living in the tower. They had cots up there in the tower. They're sleeping up there. Then they had an event, and they gave the guy a check. The check bounced. The winner of the races check bounced. Couldn't get their money, so that stopped a lot of stuff. And the younger son, he had his crowd up there, and they was on that racist shit. It just went left.
To take anything down here, right? They wasn't taking care of the town like Papa Norm was.
Yeah,
Dennis did the same shit once he got it. Shit, Dennis was living in there. Dennis was living in the tower. You know, he had a Malibu, a clean-ass Malibu. Lost
right.
His car, his race car, and everything.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
Yeah, it's came a long way now. It could be better, but it's coming along.
I ain't even asking what they want for a track runner. We used to rent the track. We used to charge us $300 for 4 hours.
Hey, bro, let me tell you what I heard they say one day. If you rent the track, you can only have an X amount of people there if you rent the track. I'm like, you out your fucking mind. If I rent the track, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Many of the people I can get my money back. I ain't renting this motherfucker for me just to play. I'm renting this motherfucker for me to hustle.
Yeah. Papa Norm used to be 8 cars to come, but after we rented it so much, man, you could tell us whatever we came with. We'd be there, man. We didn't pay for the track, and by the time, you know how colored folks is, by the time we didn't got there, the 4 hours was gone. We paid them again for 4 more hours. He just tell us, just go on head on. Y'all get tired.
But you heard what you said. 8 cars for you to rent the track. Hey, bro. No, you can't tell me how many cars can come, and I done paid you to rent this motherfucker. Now they said the Grove here said 25. And, you know, I'm like, huh? And I had said, I mean, we was having cars. I said, bro, if that was true, man, I have to have at least 60 cars. I have to make my money back. I wouldn't be renting this motherfucker just for me to have playtime. I go on the side
right.
To do that.
25 for how long?
I don't know. I think it's 6 hours or something like that.
6 hours?
But I don't know how much it is, but I can't tell you no price.
Right. I even know, man. I can't wait till one of them open, man. I'm still like a kid on Christmas. looking
hey,
at
listen,
that calendar,
no,
waiting on that day.
Well, look, we don't have any other option but to wait. Look outside,
yeah.
Shit. There's snowplow in front of these motherfuckers. And that shit came out of nowhere.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
as I'm talking to you, I hear the clouds going down by my house, running down the street.
Yeah.
That's all right. So just, like I said, this month and when I, this month is over. It will be in the next month. To the first is Tuesday.
Yeah.
The first is Tuesday. The days are getting longer. In a minute, it'll be time to open them garage doors.
Yes, sir.
Hey. But, hey, just
yeah.
Because the month and the date change don't mean the weather going to change, bro. It'll
fuck
around the snow in June if we ain't careful.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
man. Singing in these ozone. Fucking with our world, goddammit. God gonna keep punishing them. We got to take the suffer with it. We got to take the middle with the sweet.
You ain't said nothing wrong now.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we want it. We want our shit to hurry up. We want to have a good time. Hey, bro,
yes,
don't look like this shit not program. It's up to us. This shit will be gone tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go drag race.
Them Southern boys about to get started. I think they got something coming up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but Memphis opens today. No, tomorrow. They said you can race tomorrow in Memphis.
Oh, man. Man, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder what the temperature is down there right now. I'm gonna look it up. That would not be bad going down there, see a little bit of racing. Man, I have my cousin called me from Florida today. I asked him, what the hell you called me for? Just called me just to tell me that, goddamn it, it was 78 degrees. I hung the phone up on him. I hung that up. I didn't want to hear that shit. They down there rubbing it in, goddamn it. I might have the slowest goddamn car out here on the south side, but I'm going to have some fun with it again this year. I don't even care about trying to be fast no more. All I want to do is just get up and down the track.
I ain't seen nothing slow about your car, man.
Shit, bone stock ass car. You ain't get nothing out of that.
Okay.
It ain't
you
slow for what it is no more.
What's up with that?
Man, when you take a goddamn Ford Focus and drag a motherfucker halfway down the track, man, your shit slow.
That was your driving. That was your driving.
Yeah, well.
Shit, you can take anything and light the tires up and you're going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah, man, I don't know why.
Spending ain't winning.
I don't know. Right. Found that out. Yes, sir. But it felt good riding down that track, man. For them 13, 14
feel
seconds.
Like in a whole
man.
New world.
Oh, I got a hand
yeah.
out.
The clock's
still
going
down that track.
You
feel like in a whole new world.
Big Mark, you're a preacher boy.
Yes,
y'all talking about well, down here, racing down here. They're going to get started. They've been racing down here since Tuesday, as Big Eddie. The West Palm Beach been
yeah.
racing since Tuesday. They won a nationals race. And then there's two more races down here somewhere this weekend.
Young Cookie, man, how you feeling?
feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good.
You back among the living, man. Good to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. But like my doctor told me the other day when I went to see him, I told him I still was kind of, you know, not all the way there. You know, he'll feel a little tired. So he say, man, it'll be about anywhere from 1 to 9 a day before you back to normal, really.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
I wasn't saying that was specific now. It could be
It could be. I still haven't got all my energy back, man. Sometimes I wake up and, you know, it just feel like I ain't even went to sleep, man. They said it'd take a minute.
Yeah.
They really don't know how the effects are on this stuff because it's new to everybody. Them doctors still trying to figure shit out, man. They don't know.
Big Mark, you say this is my opinion, huh?
Go on, finish saying Mark first, then let me.
Okay, Big Mark, I'm gonna tell you a little secret. I don't care what nobody says. This is my opinion. They know what this is. They know how to control it and everything else. Believe me. That's the way I feel about it. Because, you know, everybody talking about, well, this stuff been out there for this many years, that many years, that many years. Goddamn. Why is this not popping up now then? Think about it.
Hey, did Tony Rafer say how you supposed to use that sea moss if you get the sea moss? He say don't get the pills and stuff. Tony Rafer.
Right. Get it in basically its pure form at 2 ounces a day.
Right. All right, but how do you
take 2 ounces of it? You know, however you know, I guess you put it in whatever you want to put it in, or, you know, you just take it.
Yeah, you can just take it. It just seemed most help. I couldn't feel that shit. He said it helped.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said it helped. Your
when you say just take it, you don't make a tea out of it or nothing like that? You can just eat it?
No, you just eat it.
Eat it.
Wow. How about your cousin sell it for, preacher boy, you know?
No, I don't know. I can find out for you, Eddie. He gets it all the time.
Yeah, find out.
He's into that natural health stuff, man. He helps a lot of people. He had it on my pill.
I said, find out, man. He can come on here and try to sell it too if he want to.
Okay.
On Friday night, he can come on here. Cause I've been hearing a lot about it, man, and I want to try it.
Well, I can call him right now and get him online with you right now. You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me give him a call. Hold on.
All right.
Let me get him on.
Quick, let our little man do.
He just walked out of here. He just walked out of back in the living room.
Hey, Big Ma.
Yeah.
How you like the temptation, Big Ma?
All right. Old temptation. Yes, all right. It just on my phone, it'd be all distorted. It can't really, you know, get no clarity out of it on this ragged-ass phone of mine.
No.
I guess if I had headphones on, then it would come in a little bit up.
You got to get away from that Mint Mobile and shit, Fox Mobile, all that old shit.
Boost Mobile.
Hey, Crooked Letter, you ever reset your connection, then? Hey, how you doing?
They did something to my phone.
How you doing, man?
Go ahead, cuz.
Oh, I'm all right. And you?
Yeah, all right, I was trying to learn about that. Yeah.
And CMOS.
CMOS, it's good for the human body. It, like, if you take CMOS, you got to take no vitamins. The CMOS itself give you 92 vitamin minerals that the body need out of 102. So you really don't have to take vitamin. It's
yeah.
good. It's good for digestion system, your skin, high blood pressure, cancer, hair, all the stuff the body needs to function and to get rid of. And I add sour sap to the sea moss after I make it, and I add a fruit to it to eliminate the taste, so you can eat it like a smoothie. But the sour sap good for everything: digestive system, cancer. Shit, some of everything. It's good for high blood pressure. Everything the black people go through, that the white people put in, they need with all the steroids and the antibiotics and the meat, and like it, the body fight against it, so
yeah.
you have a better chance. If you can eat halfway decent, the sea moss and the salvage stuff and stuff I put in the sea moss that help you your everyday life. Like it's good for arthritis, everything. Like everything a black man go through. With the pain and all that, it fight against that. You just got to take it normal.
Yeah. And how do you, like, take it? Is it, it's in a,
it's
you
a,
sell it in the pure
yeah,
form?
It's an 8 ounce, yeah, I make it to a gel. The sea moss come and the seaweed dried up. I turn it to a gel so you can eat it. You eat it every day. You can eat as much as you want to. Take it every day. I take it when I wake up and I take it when I go to sleep. But taking it, you got to drink a lot of water with it too to flush your system. But
yeah,
it's
I can't drink a whole lot of water. I'm on dialysis. Yeah. So how much do you sell it for?
I sell it, when I make it, I put everything in, I sell it for $10 per 8 ounce jar.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to try it. I'm going to have to get with you.
Yeah, I got different varieties for different things. If you Google to do your research, I use some gum. I put dandelion powder in. I use the wheatgrass in it, and a blueberry panna because it's dark, and you know them they come green, so it changes the
mm-hmm.
color. If I make the fruit, if it's in yellow, it's going to turn it green, you know, a different color. So
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how good dandelion is for the body, for your heart and stuff.
Yeah, and I try to get everything
a lot of
in one serving.
Turn the TV off.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to the preacher, but when I'm ready to see where how I can hook up with you to get some, you know. But if you want to promote your stuff on Friday night, you can just come on and let everybody know about what you're doing, and you know, let them know how to get in touch with you and whatever. And every Friday
yeah.
night, you can come on and do that if you want to.
Okay, that's fine. Locally, I deliver it to you. You buy like three of that, I deliver it to you too. But like my cousin ought to get in touch
okay.
with me, get my number, and I'll bring it to. I got different varieties of, but anything healthy for the people and to do better. I spread information. I don't want nothing. Like, ain't no information free. I love for people to tap in to know so you will live longer.
Yeah.
Like, we eat all this fast food, and we don't be caring until the last minute. You got to get your toes cut off. You got to, like, I tell everybody, like, if you change just a little bit and go off the grid on your own and eat a little bit healthy, it go a long way.
Yeah, I know. I know, because I remember one time when I was doing the smoothies, and man, I saw a difference, you know, because I was doing the pure smoothies, making them straight from fresh fruits and stuff like that, and kale and stuff, and I was able to see the difference in my energy and everything, you know, so
but this
I definitely
for all
know.
That too. The
yeah, I know.
For all that too. The
I
energy,
know.
The mucus out your body, flush the mucus out your body, it's like... Like everything that's put in the meat to affect us, it, the more you take it and your body adapts to it, it flush all that. Like the if you
okay.
read the wheatgrass, if you got gray hair and you don't want your gray hair, it turns your hair back black or whatever your natural color is of your hair. Like a lot of stuff we eat, it comes from the earth. It's natural. We don't need all that man-made, lab-made medicine they give us. The side effect worse than the medicine is. You see what I'm saying? And we can get it natural.
Right.
Like it be the spirit of your heart. The longer you take it, as long as you stay consistent and taking it, like it works. Like if you got bladder, like you can't hold your pee, and you got bladder problems, the more you take the sea moss and stuff, it works on that too. The bladder rent, it fixes that problem. Like when you, the more you take it, and you start seeing your body change. Like and I the information I give people, I like for people to go check themselves. So the more they go on, they're like, okay, I need this for this because I got this, and just do your own research. I give as much as I can, and then if you can share away, I give you enough information. You go get it on your own. You can brew your own tea, and you take your tea in the morning, and it work on your whole day. It give you energy. Like you wake up sluggish, brain fog, all that works. And I like. On the radio, I explain to you, people who get my information, I send them pictures. Send them the pictures of what it do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, the same thing old boy said the other day, Eddie, when we were talking to him. I heard this guy say everything that Tony said, with the exception of one thing that Tony said. Now, I'm going to ask you this question because Tony told us this. He said that you could take the sea moss for probably about 11 days or a little bit longer, and you will start seeing change.
Yeah, he said about 13 days, and you'll definitely see the difference.
You will. Like for the if you got any type of symptoms or cancer or whatever, it takes 3 months to start seeing effects on that. But when the body adapts to it, it got to rid the toxins for it. You can see a big change. So for me, it took 2 weeks. But like when I started on it, my fourth day, I felt different. But, like, you see a drastic difference 2 weeks. Like I say, like he said, he on dialysis. When you taking all this, you got, like, it's like a motor. You get it in, you got to get it out. But the body going to take it in,
right.
So you got to flush it with the water. The more water, alkaline water you can drink, the better you are.
Yep, I got a big old bottle of alkaline water here now, but I can't drink no more than 32 ounces a day. And I try not to even drink that much because I hate to go in that water heavy, you know. Yeah, but they're
so
definitely going to be flushed right out.
Yeah, for you, if you're on dialysis, you got to ask your doctor to tell you if you can. But other than that, like y'all older too, the older men, like, you need to get that dick hard too, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Y'all take it much, y'all take it, it works for the bed too. The more you take it, like you do your research, like it just, it will replenish the body, what it's missing. You ain't got to take all these chemicals and all that. Just do your research. I tell you what's in it. You go look it up. You keep going. It'll tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah.
Because the majority of it, it got all that other stuff, and it got black seed oil, everything that's what you call them, that you go buy off the shelf one by one. It's in sour salt. I got the batter salad, sour salt. It's in that. So I mix it with the sea moss, so you getting everything. You see what I'm saying? Like when you, the longer you stay on it, the better. The regularly, if you take it regular, you're gonna see a big difference. It works for everything. High cholesterol, every problem you have, as long as you stay on it and you eat half, you can turn one of your meals into a salad a day, and you do a little exercise, you're gonna be like, you see a big difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and it works for immune system builder. So it works to fight off corona. You stay on it long enough, it build your immune system like to the fullest. You get everything you need. So the longer you don't, like when you're down, you stay on it, like you ain't got to worry about the corona. It fight off any virus that's attacked the immune system.
Oh, and I was trying to tell somebody else about that dandelion, what dandelion do for your heart and stuff too, boy. Dandelion is strong. That's why they say the people
free.
That own, like,
Yeah, and it's free. Like, you down south or whatever, like, you take the same dandelion, you can boil the plant or you can boil the root. Either way, like, you can get it in the growing wild, it's bad. Like, it's free. Like I said, like majority of everything that's man-made that causes us cancer and due to the body, the remedy for that to get the cure is free.
It comes from the earth. It's free, if you know. It's like
it's dandelions in my yard, man. It'd be dandelions in my yard in the spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I heard you say in the South. What's the difference in the dandelions in the South and the ones we got up here?
Yeah. The chemicals. The dandelion in the South, y'all got fresh air.
No,
up here, we in the
dandelion.
Yeah, the dandelion.
That's what he's talking
about. Like, it depends on where you're at. Like, we got a lot of chemicals. We got a lot of factories. We got a lot of, like, whatever come up, go down. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So if it's in the air, it's going to come down. Y'all got, so that's why a lot of stuff, they say you can't take this, you can't take that. Because if people don't understand, that's why, like, I understand, man, it's organic. It's organic. Man, look, if they spraying the sky with chemicals and chemicals, if it rains or if it snow, it'll melt where it's going, mm-hmm. in the ground. So we still getting it. So people be trying to be all smart. No. It's going to go up, come down. So all the lying they've been doing for us for years, like it's up to us to open out their trip out and understand. Man, look, life is what you make it, and you're going to have to adapt. They've been lying to us, giving us this broke information to control us, brainwash us. I'm like, I'm done. And I tell people, open your eyes. We kill ourselves because we adapt, and we brainwash. When we learn the truth, we become the enemy because we know. The worst thing they can let a black man do is get information, and it works. Look at y'all drag race every day. When y'all get a new combination and it works for y'all dangerous. All the people who talking, they fist me, y'all. Now they want to make room.
Yeah.
Well, man, you know, I love what you're saying, bro, man, but let me tell you a little secret. I'm a born and raised Southerner. I mean, down here on the Gulf Coast, on the water down here, Southerner. The bottom of Mississippi, Gulfport. You know what I'm saying? That area. Now, but let me tell you, like you just said, now, what they did was, like I told Ed and them the other day, they did it down here, and they did it up there where y'all at, too. When you had them chickens and different things in your yard, you had them in the gardens in your yard, different stuff, here come the City Planning Commission and all them and tell you you can't have that to make you more dependent on Walmart and Kroger's and all these superstores. And then what do? They sell you the worst stuff for your body you could ever eat, that Kraft macaroni and cheese, and a lot of that stuff in the can with the sodium content and different stuff in it. All that stuff is terrible for us. A lot of people don't realize it. If it says low sodium, you better check again. It's high sodium. Now, I
you know what it is?
The best thing you can do is try to get them little plastic bags of vegetables and use them. Go ahead, sir.
This is what they do. And if you wake up and you pay attention, this is what they do. I understand everything you just said, and it's 100% truth and fact. But this is what they do. If we eat what they give us, that means they control our life expense. They control, they know what they got to figure when we're going to die, because they know we're going to catch cancer. They know we're going to catch these problems, because they've given it to us. They already did the research. Mm-hmm. We're going to let them test it for free. So now we know when they're going to die, so we can population control them. Now they're getting it from us. You see what I'm saying? So that's why they hate when you go off the grid. They can't predict when you're going to die. They can't predict that. All they can do is try to stop you from living long as you can. We're going to make every problem for them so they can give up. Because one thing about a black man, when he's fed up, he's going to quit. And they know that. They've been through all the trials and tribulations when I'm fat. Like, you know, I'm going to quit. So they know for a fact he's going to quit. He's going to come back to the store. We're going to control him. That's how we're going to do
it.
This is how we're going to give him all this pop.
You know, the biggest controlling thing going on right now today with black folks, and they don't even realize that they have no insight on it whatsoever, because they tell them it's free. Giving these folks these food stamps, you're going to go spend them food stamps, you're going to try to stretch them. As far as you can go, you're going
to
buy the cheapest stuff that you could buy.
You're trying to get food.
You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to get food.
Mm-hmm. Get the cheapest
and they know
the most that you can get for them books, and they know this, and they you know what I'm saying. I've been realized that years and years and years ago.
And I tell people we're the cause of every problem we go through, because we spend our money with anybody. If you not treat me right, you ain't getting my dollar. You disrespect me, you ain't getting my dollar. I can order $1 million worth of shit and put it on your counter. You disrespect me, or you don't put my money in my hand, I don't want it. I'm a man. I'm going to put my money in your hand. You're going to put it in mine. Well, I don't care where we at.
I like what you're saying there, bro. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. This is the thing. This is the two things that these folks do not want black folks to recognize. Two. Only two. That's all it takes. They recognize two things they can change a lot of stuff because they can pool their resources. If you recognize your economic wealth, first of all, your economic wealth, and then you look at your value to society. We spend more than anybody else.
But we the poor.
If we took that money, if we took that money and pooled that, them resources together and did things that for black folks like they used to do back in the 50s and 60s, when they actually tried to, you know, it was like my mother saw your mother struggling, she helped her, and then they helped each other, and they helped other people on the block. If people go
the
back
same
and doing
thing
that
the
kind of stuff,
doing.
We'll be okay. We'll be better off.
The key word, what you said back then. Now our generation the black culture is surviving off fucking TV. Ain't no morals like it was back then. Ain't no sitting on the porch watching everybody's kids back then. That's why so many kidnappings. Everybody on their own. Well, I'm gonna do this for me. Well, that's
don't nobody.
They gonna have to work it out. They disrespectful anyway. No, man. That's why I tell a parent. When I was growing up, I was the only kid on our block and sit in the fucking lounge with the older man, and I sat at the bar, they gave me pop, they played dominoes, they played, I never said nothing, I knew what was going on in there. They let me come in to play food, but they said, I see something in you. When you was coming up, there
was
older man didn't allow kids around them.
They didn't do nothing wrong. They always did everything right to teach you something. That's what they were doing. I did the same thing being around my great aunts down here. They sold bootleg liquor and stuff like the hit house, and I was around people all the time that was drinking and smoking weed and shooting bad. I was around that kind of stuff. But they would tell me, you don't do this.
They
used to tell me.
But you got to look
they
at
go around
it.
That one
you
like that.
You older than me. I'm 37 years old. Like I was brought up, what grown men did, what they did in the privacy because they didn't like kids around it. They don't, I don't want to deal with them. They're going to be a problem, this and that. I was accepted because they're like, I see something in them. I was raised, like, I know how to be quiet. I was able to go in lounges where they wouldn't. You had to be 25 to get in. I'm 16. Let him in. Well, you know he ain't just let him in. He with me. Tell who I could be. He with me. So I got a pass because I knew how to live. I knew how to keep my mouth quiet. I was respectful. I didn't start talking to people until I was 22, 24. I used to say, man, why your cousin won't say nothing? Because my job is to listen. I pay attention to everything. That's why when I give it to you, I got 100% facts. I'm not giving you broken information. I want you to be great. I want you to win. I'm not going to hate on you, whether I like you or not. If I don't like you, I'm not going to say nothing to you. We ain't going to have no altercation because I don't like you. So we don't have to exchange words. I ain't have to come to you, but I'm respectful for everybody else. If it's an event and I know I don't get along with this person, I'm going to stay on this side of the room and deal with the people I deal with. And we have to say, hey, y'all have a nice day. I'm going to leave. I'm very respectful until you get disrespectful with me. But I want to see every black man win. They took everything from us known to man. Like right now, when y'all go racing, there's a lot of tracks don't even want to deal with us, and we spend the most motherfucking money. They treat you like a boy steal. Man, you ain't going to disrespect me. I'm spending my money. This is for us to have fun. You don't know what we went through this week. You don't know how close I was close to giving up. Now, like, this is my piece. People don't understand it, bro, and they don't understand life. As I get older, I understand life now. Being ignorant, anybody could be ignorant. That's why you see all this killing because of what's going on, because they misguided. Ain't nobody stepped in to say this because, man, they stupid. They going to do this. You got to give them a chance. A lot of people ain't got the teacher to become great. I don't know nobody jumped off the porch and did nothing. When you grew, when you was born, you had to learn how to crawl. You had to learn how to walk. You had to learn how to talk. It took years to do that. Don't nobody come to do nothing great. So when you try to down the next man, no, he just didn't get it faster than you did. But we all need a chance. Everybody be talking here. He'll boom. No, man, it takes years for you to open your eyes to see your true purpose and meaning. Everybody, don't nothing come overnight. And when the person said you're alive, when you jumped in at 18, when you had to go to school, he had to show you. So if somebody you got on the pattern, you hold a clutch, you shift down. This, you got to get taught until you comfortable with it. Your life's the same way. How do you think we so messed up with this food we eat? Because they teach us it's okay. We're going to eat this every day. It was okay. Look, they put us on milk for forever. When you went to grammar school, they gave you a carton of milk. Now milk bad for you. Now cheese bad for you. But how am I rich something that was given to me every fucking day? I went to school in every grade.
Hey, let me ask y'all something, man, since you said something about that milk. Are y'all aware of that these stainless steel tanker trucks, that they will haul nuclear waste in it, go and wash it out and fill it up with milk and take it somewhere else?
Yes. You aware that everything that they're shipping us, they go ahead.
Go ahead.
You aware that now the world, they're going from being physical to bio now? Y'all seen the monkeys that they had coming from that lab? Mm-hmm. They didn't put all them biochemicals in, and then a couple of them got away, and they killed the rest of them because they were doing, they weren't done testing. Now it's gonna be something that's gonna be a social outbreak.
The monkeys of New Jersey.
Yeah, the monkeys. They're gonna kill us, bro. Yeah. If you do your research, how many of this coronavirus, all these different viruses, it's affecting the black community. The black community worse than others. I had read an article. By 2030, they want to exterminate all black people. And now they're trying to do it through all these coronavirus and